Audrey Panamariov is a senior at Chief Ivan Blunka School in New Stuyahok. She's one of the students in the school's new subsistence class and says it's a great opportunity to learn about and practice subsistence skills.
I think it's great and exciting. I feel very grateful to have, you know, our way of living as an option in our school. I learn something new every time that I'm in this class. And I think this class gives opportunities to students who can't or aren't able to go out at home.
Another student, a junior, Gusty Blunka Jr., says he appreciates the opportunity to share stories and learn more about his culture.
I'm hoping to learn more about what our people do and maybe even live the stories that we were told. Then one day, tell my stories, teach and help others by passing on what's passed on to me.
Josh Gates is one of the teachers. He says the class was a silver lining in the pandemic.
While COVID has been a real inconvenience, with the exception of making the schedule work out great for our subsistence class,
14 high school students meet twice a week. They have longer class periods because of the block scheduling caused by the pandemic.
And an hour and 45 minutes is enough time to go outside and go ice fishing, or today we're going to go haul wood.
Gates says the class is another way for students to learn and practice a wide range of skills related to subsistence.
The obvious ones are like knowing how to properly use a chainsaw, or knowing how to make an ice fishing pole, knowing how to tie a fishing hook. But the less obvious ones are, how to maintain your tools and machines that are necessary for those subsistence activities.
Sophomore Maximus Gust says the timing of the class lines up well with the subsistence activities he's interested in.
The timing fits perfectly with what we do in subsistence, whether it's from going out on the regular days or making something in the shop on the shorter days.
Principal Robin Jones says they've gotten positive feedback from the community.
I think that the community has been overwhelmingly supportive of any of the classes that we teach that help the students grow closer to the Yupik culture. And we've even had the opportunity to involve a lot of our elders, parents, community members in the classes.
Jones says it's a way to better align the school's curriculum with the community's traditional lifestyle. She's excited about the students' participation.
Nothing makes me prouder as a principal than to see how eager students are to share stories and pictures of their hunts with me, because they know I will be so incredibly proud of them.
In Dillingham, I'm Brian Venwa.